Chapter 3. A man is made by the questions he asks, and I found myself increasingly questioning my father's statement regarding Julian, that he had known only darkness. For I could remember my friend in the bright days of his youth, when he'd gone full speed at life. Like my father, he'd wished to change the world for the better. He'd known about history's many horrors, of course, but he hadn't focused on them. Life had seemed manageable to him then, its evils visible because they were so large, poverty, oppression, and the like. It was against these forces he would take up arms, a young Quixote. He'd been naive, of course, but that had made him genuine. He'd known that he was good, and this had been enough to make him happy. When the best man you'd ever known, the one you'd loved the most, and of all the people you'd ever known, the one who'd had the greatest capacity for true achievement, when such a man later trudges to a pond, climbs into a boat, rows 100 feet out into the water, rolls up his sleeves, and cuts his wrists, are you not called upon to ask what you might have said to him in that boat? How you might have saved him? And if you do not ask this question, are you not yourself imperiled? I would later consider the unsettling tremor I'd felt when I asked myself those very questions. It was as if I'd suddenly felt the bite of a blade, the warmth of my own blood now spilling down my arm. Outside the building, the doorman was leaning against the wall, smoking a cigarette. "Rain's stopped," he said. I stepped from beneath the awning and looked into a quickly clearing sky. There were wisps of dispersing clouds, and here and there the flicker of a star, a rare sight in Manhattan. "Yes, it's quite nice now," I said. "I think I'll walk."
"They've already warned me,"
the doorman whispered with a sly wink and something vaguely sneering in his voice. "Warned you?" I asked, as if he'd just heard a sinister aside.
"About me smoking," the doorman explained. "The board don't like it when I smoke."
"Oh," I said. He laughed.
"But I do it out in the open, so the union says I can smoke if I want to."
"Yes, of course," I said. "Well, good night."